instance, in Argentina, if it is raining, it's like you change your schedule a little, right?
Yeah.
Because of the rain. Mm, because yeah. It's not like every day raining. But here you have to do everything under the rain.
Yeah, but at the same time, everything is made and is built to kind of, you know, work with the rain.
Yeah, for instance, the clothes, right?
Yeah, the clothes and all the facilities. You know, everything is made for that.
It's prepared for having a lot of water.
Yeah, exactly. If you have, I don't know, 2 or 3 days in a row that is raining in Chile, we will have serious problems.
The same happens in Argentina.
Floods, and that would be an issue. So for me, the weather thing is, I like rain, just a little bit.
Yeah, from time to time it's really nice, really enjoyable.
Yeah.
But every day? Yes, it's true. The thing is that the weather is changing, right?
Yep.
And the infrastructure of my country wasn't prepared for this weather.
Yeah, that's true.
So if it's raining a couple of days on a row, sometimes the city collapses.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of cities in Latin America have the same problem. Like they're poorly constructed and for that specific thing. And we have a lot of problems, especially with poor people. So when you talk about the weather, I think it's not only your personal thing. Sometimes you have to consider a couple of other factors as well.
And the public transport?
Oh, yeah. But I think that's another issue. Because for us, public transportation is just a complete mess.
There are a lot of public transport in Argentina, but the thing is that as all the infrastructure is not prepared for a lot of rain. Mm-hmm. So when it happens, sometimes the subway should stop for a couple of hours, and that is very annoying.
Yeah, because it changes the whole schedule, right?
Yes, definitely.